Thank you for the heaven we feel this morning, Lord. Heavenly praise, oh Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We just want to praise you more and more and more. Because you bring heaven into our hearts. And we thank you that we dwell in heavenly places this morning. And we love your presence. Your presence brings fullness of joy, peace, blessing. So we open our hearts now to your word. And let these moments and these 2 days that are before us bring much more heaven into us. Lord, let heaven just penetrate.
Yes.
All heavenly thoughts.
Jesus.
And all that you have stored up for us and planned for us for this weekend. We just open ourselves to all that you have. And we just believe you, Lord, that you'll bring it to us. All that you've already done, just waiting in your presence. Speak deeply to our hearts now, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heaven to be in his presence, isn't it? Well, it is. It's been wonderful. I can remember when you mentioned that Mom and Dad Wanamaker were here in 68. Sometimes he'd talk about it after it was over. We'd be with him, and he'd say, "Ooh," he'd say, "it was so good." Ooh. I remember how anxious they were to come. Because for him, it was heaven. It was heaven because of the presence of Jesus. It was heaven because he could talk German a lot. He liked that. That was great, you know. He always used to say, you can say things in German that you can't say in any other language. Just, they can say it. So since I believe in him, I know he has to be right. So it must be true. He can say it in such a wonderful way. And we've been talking about all the things that make up, what makes camp so wonderful? Just think of every one of us. Would get up and take time to say what you like about camp, you'd be talking about waiting on God. Because we do it. Isn't it wonderful how spontaneous the praising is? It just rises up. The spirit of praise that takes hold of our hearts. It's like we feel, just give us more time to praise him. We want to praise him some more. Because, you know, if you live in your feelings, which is really great to do, it's a wonderful thing to praise the Lord because you feel so good. You always feel good. You feel clean. You feel pure. You feel peace because you know you're doing something that pleases the Lord. And all the other things that come with those great feelings. And we've talked about seeking God. We've talked about praying and intercession. And feeding upon God's word. And I was just trying to think what I preached last night. What did I preach last night? It's going to slip me. Right. Right, right. Praying through. Wouldn't come to me fast enough. I went to a Bible college many years ago in Springfield, Missouri. And it was we simply went back because we were visiting relatives in the city and friends. And I remember Dad Wanamaker was preaching at the church, Central Assembly in Springfield. And I decided on a Friday morning to slip out to Bible college and join in the chapel service. And when I got there, which was about 20 after 8, chapel had started at 8, thought maybe I'd miss everything. So I slipped into the balcony. Oh, that nobody was in the balcony. It was a large old tabernacle. And we got in there and everybody was waiting on the Lord and they were praising the Lord. And I thought, they're having a real move of God. But what I found out was that the speaker of the morning hadn't arrived. So they were kind of filling in and singing more songs. And I, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, was that one of the men that was leading the service that morning had been was a faculty member, professor, and he looked up in the balcony and he saw me sitting there, and he and I were close friends because I was in his class, and he helped me a lot because he knew I needed so much help, see, and so we became good friends. He looked up and I saw him move his glasses, you know, did that reading him, and he looks at me and said, "Is that you, Bob?" And I said, "Yes." I thought, you know, I didn't know what he was going to say. And he said, "Well, our speaker hasn't come this morning, but the Lord has sent someone else." Now, you know, when you graduate from Bible school, you say to yourself, "Someday I'm going to come back and I'm really going to preach. Boy, I'll just stand them on their ears." You know, you're just so carnal that you think of it. That's all you can think about. I'll really do something good. And he said, "Come on down." And I said, "No, come on down." And I didn't even take my Bible. I was in a hurry that morning. Wanted to get there before chapel was over. And I got there, and here he's now wanting me to preach. And I walked down there and I thought, "Oh God, what will I say?" You know. So it was a long walk between the balcony and going down. And I got up there and he said, "Oh, isn't this wonderful? The Lord has sent him just in time. This is great. Give us something good." And I said, "I don't have my Bible." And he said, "Here's my Bible." And he gave me his Bible. And I thought, "Well, you know, his doesn't have any notes in it like mine. Notes in it, you know." And I couldn't think of, you know, what I was going to say. And so he's still standing there encouraging me. And he said, "Preach what you preached last Sunday." And I couldn't think. My mind was absolutely blank. Because I was going to be gone over a Sunday. And so I prepared for the messages when I would get home the following week. So I, you know, on Monday morning you dismiss everything from your brain, and you start thinking about Wednesday night Bible study and something else, and maybe Sunday morning and Sunday evening and your Sunday school lesson. And so I had that all in my brain, and I could not think. And he said, "Oh, just think, preached last Sunday, and he can't remember what he preached, you know." So that added to the pressures, you know. And I thought to myself, here you wait all these years to preach and you're not ready. You know, I thought, "Oh, I can't believe this is happening to me." I don't remember what I preached. But I remember when I got back to the hotel room, I said to Lois, "What did I preach last Sunday?" She said, "You preached from 2 Corinthians, passage where you are epistle written known of all men." It's 2 Corinthians 3, isn't it? I think it is, yeah. And she said, "You know, you are epistle written and known of all men." And I thought, how could I have forgotten that, you know? But I did, you know. So there come times, you know, when you just drop things out of your mind and forget them. And I was thinking about this morning, and I forgot all about Jacob. How can you forget him? Because we're so much like him. That's what we are. We're rascals, and the Lord is working on us, though, isn't he? Changing us and shaping us and transforming us and making us what he wants us to be. I want to preach on praise tonight, because that's a vital part of this camp. And it's a vital part of our lives. I want to be sure to be a praiser, don't you? I want to be a praiser. If we're going to be praising the Lord throughout all eternity, we've got to practice up and get in shape. I had my knee replacement. My doctor said, "Your knee's in great shape now. All you have to do is get the muscles above and below the knee in better shape, and you're going to be all right." So we're going to tune up those praise muscles so we can praise Him together. We're going to do that tonight in the service, and and just welcome and claim the presence of the Lord to sweep through our hearts and our lives.